So the feast days and Messiah in Scripture. And Colossians chapter 2, verse 13 through 16 reads in the Standard Modern Translation. Colossians 2:13, "And you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses." Verse 14 follows, "Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us," the handwriting of requirements against us, "which was contrary to us, he has taken out of the way, having nailed it to the tree," or the, it says in the King James, the cross. 15, "Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Therefore, let no man judge you in food," and by the way, the Greek is a verb, not a noun, so it's a verb, "judge you in eating or in drinking," so let no man judge you in eating or drinking, "or in regard of a festival or a new moon or Sabbaths, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is," now in the King James it added in italics, the verb "is." It doesn't belong in there, and it doesn't make any sense with it in there, but it does say, "but the body is of," and it uses the CHRIST word. The word "is" has been added to the text, and the word "body" means to be sound or complete in body. But we need to correct that here. Let's clarify that passage, Colossians 2, the correct literal translation base, with the idioms and Hebraic background and culture of the passage clarified, from TNTReveal.org. Verse 13, 2:13, "And you being dead in your violations of the Torah and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, is made alive, alive together with him, having forgiven all your Torah violations." Verse 14 then reads, should read like this, "Having wiped out the record of debt, the judgment brought down and written against us and held against us. And he has taken that judgment and debt out of the way, having nailed it to the tree." 15. "Having disarmed the rulers and authorities of darkness, he triumphed over them publicly, putting them to shame, and triumphed over them concerning this. Let no man condemn you, therefore, in eating or in drinking, in participation of a festival or a new moon or Sabbaths." Verse 17, "which are but a shadow of things to come for those who are sound and complete in the body of Messiah." That was by permission, and the copyright is from Torah and Testimony Revealed Ministry. Well, we have a quick rabbit trail, I think, here. Let's relax for a moment. We're only 3 minutes into this particular section. About the Jews. You know, we always hear about that, "Well, I'm not Jewish," and so on, and the Jewish this, the Jewish that, but the problem with Jews sometimes are they are not Jewish enough. If one believes part or all of the Torah has been abolished, they're only wannabe Jews. They're just wannabe Jewish people. And I base that on Romans 2, 28 and 29, which I'm going to be turning there for you. And then we'll have the criteria for judging. 1 John 5. Does it affect my behavior? Is it rebellion against the Torah? Does it affect my behavior? Is it rebellion against Torah? Does it define how to love Yahweh? 1 John 5, 2. And you wanted me to read, if you're driving along or brushing your teeth, Romans 2, 28, about who is a Jew. "For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of Yahweh." That was Romans chapter 2. Well, we should study the good book, the Torah, more often. And our hearts should not be there at the gas pump. Things are winding up to a close around us, at least in Northern America, and probably for most of the world. And neither Billy Graham, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, or Michael Savage seem to really believe this Torah totally, even though Michael actually reads from the Torah. And that brings joy when I hear Michael do that on a Friday night, you know, and going into the Sabbath. And that's good, but we need to go. We need to believe it. We don't recommend the Talmud. The Talmud is from the oral traditions of the rabbis. I think in my site I wrote rabies, but you know what I mean. Yavahosha spoke against many of the various Jewish or Yehudite customs, and many of them are found there, good and bad, in that Talmud. Now here's a fact. Conspiracy is not a theory when we think of Islam versus peace. Give up? Should we give up? Buying that current suicidal spirit? You know, some just want to resign themselves, and giving up, the veil comes down. A person begins to crave. And next comes death. Spiritual death, that is, and then physical death. No doubt a lack of faith there, but that's how the old dominoes fall there. So don't just resign yourself and give up and let the veil come down, and don't crave things. And we don't want to fall into spiritual and physical death. We want to have faith, and faith cometh by hearing and reading the word and studying it. Resist HaSatan in the name of Yahweh. Yahweh has overcome the world for us. Be renewed in immersion, or as the world says, baptism in Yahweh's name. Forget the secondary and the non-essentials. There is nothing left in but the Word and the Torah, and everything else is non-essential. We do not need to be contaminated by others. You know where your scriptures are, and it's high time to dig it out, blow off the dust, and study it today. You're saved out of life of sin and delivered by Messiah from breaking his law. Well, about the law, there are some objections here. We're still on a rabbit trail, but one of the objections is we're not under the law. Where the Torah is, the law is legalism. Well, our answer to that is found in Psalm 19, which reads, "The commandment is pure, enlightening the eyes." Yeah. My question is, were Moses or Moshe and Shaul or Paul in the New Testament, Moses and Paul, in other words, legalists, were they legalists who believed that they were saved by law? No, they looked to Yahweh only for deliverance and for their salvation. They were looking forward to our Messiah. Well, Paul was not looking forward to it because he met him on the road to Emmaus. The Torah is a bondage. Psalm 19, the judgments are right, rejoicing the heart. The Torah is legalism, the commandment is pure, enlightening the eyes, the judgments are right, rejoicing the heart. Or to profess, the feasts are right, rejoicing the heart. That's legitimate to change the judgments are right to the feasts are right, rejoicing the heart. Even though there's more in, more judgments than just feast days, which can be found in Exodus 21 through 23. Exodus 21, it says these are the judgments. It's kind of a funny word because it doesn't really convey the real meaning, which should say the privileges, or it could say statutes like it did elsewhere. Now, to be a believer means we lose some friends and things may not be replaced. Friends may not be replaced, and things and money, and as we lose our jobs, and we don't take advantage of all the big specials on the Sabbath. Matthew 4, Yahweh would not throw himself down, he could not be bought in Matthew 4. So do you stand in the same resolve that you will not be bought? Look up Matthew 4:4. By the way, others are promoted to a better position in the assembly or a worldly job. Nothing will cause us to sell out. So while the positions, you know, for the higher positions in management and all that, or supervisors, and you're being left out of that just because, you know, you don't want this worldly job. You want to, you realize that the scripture says that the treasures in this, you know, treasures in this world don't matter at all. So do not sell out. Praise Yahweh. Be right back.